Coming up this Thursday evening at Kendall Young Library, you're invited to what should be a good program by Jen Loeb. She's an Iowa native, and she's had the opportunity of climbing mountains, especially kind of the climber there, and she'll be appearing at 6:30 tomorrow evening and speaking with her from her home. Jen, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad this morning, sir. You're coming to Webster City tomorrow evening.
I will be there.
So tell us of this program that you'll be giving tomorrow night.
So tomorrow's program is basically going to be a walkthrough of the Everest expedition. I've climbed a ton of mountains, but, some of these are random and remote and not well-known, but everybody has heard of Everest, and everybody knows that it's the tallest mountain in the world, and it's incredibly dangerous, and so I'll be walking people through my expedition, what it looked like, what it felt like, how we go about climbing the tallest mountain in the world. And, I'll be walking people through a slideshow, then I have a short video that's actual footage of me climbing on Everest. I bring some of the gear that I wore to the summit. So, yeah, it's going to... And then I leave time for questions, so... Somebody has a burning desire to know something, I can hang out and answer questions for a while.
Sure. Now, you also have a book about this expedition. I saw that on your website there, Jen.
So the book that I came out with, it is actually a book of photographs, and it is from lots of different peaks. I've recently completed what's called the Seven Summits, and that is when you climb the highest peak on every continent. And so... the book came out before I just finished the last of the seven. So the book only has six of the seven summits in it, but Everest is in there. And so the book is actually, it's 238 pages of photographs and actual excerpts from my journal entries. So people can see it's like, oh, okay, April 23rd, today we're going to camp 2, and this is what we ate, and the weather is this and that, and so these are actual journal entries. So there's six of the seven summits are in the book. There's photographs from other climbing expeditions that I've been on. There's photographs from some of the volunteer projects that I've done all over the world. And then the last chapter in the book is actual photographs of Iowa. And so, a lot of times when I travel extensively to all these remote places, people always ask, where are you from? And I say, oh, I'm from Iowa. And people are like, oh, potatoes. I'm like, no potatoes. People, I get a lot of grief for being from Iowa. They tell me it's a flyover state, but, I was born and raised here, and I've lived my entire life in Iowa, and I think it's beautiful here. Mm-hmm. And so I put, the last chapter is beautiful photographs that I took here in Iowa, and I put it in there. It was important for me to put that chapter in the book because I wanted people to see that Iowa is actually beautiful. You got to get off the interstate, and there's, lots more to Iowa than just corn and soybeans. And
sure.
So I put a chapter of Iowa photography in the book, and that's my nod to how beautiful the state is.
It sure is. We're proud to have you here, and of course, we're all proud of this great state. Forget about the potatoes. We have plenty of corn and soybeans and all that. You know that.
Yes, I do. I was born and raised on a farm, so...
Sure.
I'm the classic Iowa farm girl, mm-hmm. grew up on the farm and helping Dad in the fields, and so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Jen, do you have any other big plans, any big mountain climbing in the near future?
Well, that's always the question. I mean, I just wrapped up the Seven Summits,
mm-hmm.
And so, that has been a really long project. It took me 11 years to kind of finish that. So it's a good thing I wasn't going for a speed record. I don't have anything going on the rest of this year. I'm kind of just coasting out the rest of the year, still training. I mean, training sure. never ends. But, you know, I'm kind of looking at expedition plans for summer of 2023. Nothing is official yet because I don't have anything officially booked yet. People want to get updates as things progress. You know, nothing is set in stone right now. So it's one of those things where, you know, things fall apart very quickly when it comes to trying to put logistics together. You know, there's things like injuries or there's things like a pandemic, you know, that can shut everything down. So I get a little reluctant to post things before I even have them set on paper yet. So, but if people want to follow along, I'm on Facebook. As if you want to follow along on my page, it's Iowa Climber Jen. You can punch that all in as one word, no spaces. And that's where I post updates of where I'm at and what I'm doing. You know, sometimes I'm posting updates like, hey, I'm going to be in Webster City tomorrow. Or sometimes I'm posting updates like, hey, I'm going to be, I'm in, you know, some remote place and I'm climbing a mountain today. And here's a photograph of us, my team, and where we're at and what we're doing.
Very good.
So it's a little bit of everything.
Sure.
And but if people want to follow along, they can find me there.
All right. And if you want, are you going to bring copies of your book to the library for sale? Or?
Yeah, I'll have copies of my book there at the library tomorrow.
Okay.
Very good. If people want to pick up a copy, I will sign it for them.
Excellent. And if they can make it, they can also go online to your website, which I did this morning.
Yes.
That is that's jenloeb.com, L-O-E-B. For that.
It's iowaclimberjen.com.
Oh, iowaclimberjen.com. Okay. I beg your pardon. So that's for people to purchase copies of the book. And Jen, all the best tomorrow night here in Webster City. We're glad to have you here at Kendall Young Library.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I will see you then.